USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The former president's case heading to the high court. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Trump's legal team argues he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office, and Trump is seeking to dismiss the federal indictment.
The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law, which had banned nearly all abortions. The legislation now proceeds to the state Senate, where it is expected to be approved early next month. TikTok announces plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban down the road. President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance does not sell it.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Shou Chu, in a video posted on TikTok, the social media company has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered that any dairy cows that are transported across state lines must be tested for bird flu. In March, an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time. And just this week, fragments of the virus were found in pasteurized milk. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer applauds lawmakers for coming together on tens of billions in new foreign aid spending this week.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
The bill includes security aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, a lion's share going to Ukraine to help it defend in its war against Russia's invasion. Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announcing new rules Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced this week by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salaried employees to qualify for overtime. The department estimates that an additional 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule takes effect in January. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.